St. Louis Cardinals.
The polls are just opening now in Colorado. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and former President Trump's name is on the ballot, same in Maine, two of the 15 Super Tuesday states after the Supreme Court ruled he cannot be removed.
We're going to get rid of Biden, the worst president ever.
The former president expects big wins today against challenger Nikki Haley after beat her by 70 points in last night's North Dakota caucuses. He tells Fox,
well, there's no path for her to win. Whether she likes hearing that or not.
Nikki Haley's response on Fox a short time ago.
I don't know why everybody's so adamant that they have to follow Trump's lead to get me out of this race. You know, all of these people deserve to vote.
And Nikki Haley says she'll see where she stands after today's contest, again vowing not to run as an independent in November if Trump's the expected eventual Republican nominee. Now, President Biden is expected to easily win today's Democratic contests. And Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports from the White House.
The Biden team wants the media covering Trump's lead. Legal challenges, for instance, in the same way they covered the aftermath of January 6th. And Biden frequently hits Trump on being a loser, which has reportedly gotten under his skin, repeating this line again in a rare interview with The New Yorker. It says, quote, Trump lost 60 court cases, 60. The legal path just took him back to the truth that I won the election and he was a loser.
Today, the president is expected to tout a new so-called strike force, trying to lower what he claims are unfair prices on everything from groceries to health care, as the Biden administration proposes a regulation to cap credit card late payment fees at $8. Most cards now charge around $32. Five people are dead in Nashville, Tennessee, when the small plane they were on crashed near a highway last night.
When our crews arrived on scene, they were met with heavy flames and fire.
Kendra Loney with the Metro Fire Department. The pilot had reported engine trouble and went down a few miles before reaching the airport. America's listening to Fox News.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare information guide absolutely free. Call 800-919-3200. That's 800-919-3200. 800-919-3200.
Federal authorities are now pressuring banks to spy on the transactions of conservatives. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is yet another reason why you need a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Secure your IRA or 401k right now. Text SHELTER to 989898 to request your free info kit right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
One of the biggest issues for voters on Super Tuesday, border security. After a record surge of illegal immigration, the Supreme Court has put on hold a Texas law that was going to take effect in a couple of days after an appeals court overturned a judge's ruling that blocked it. Fox's Griff Jenkins reports from the border in Eagle Pass. The court's decision pauses
Texas's law that would make it illegal to cross the border until at least next week. So if this law were in effect, it would make it a Class B misdemeanor for first-time crossers, punishable up to 6 months, or for repeat offenders, a second-degree felony. And it will require Texas judges to return migrants who illegally cross back to Mexico.
Jack Teixeira could get up to 16 years in prison when he's sentenced in September after the Massachusetts Air National Guardsman pleaded guilty to leaking classified U.S. intelligence on a social media platform last year. In Nebraska, somebody else is due in court today, accused of leaking sensitive American intel on a dating site.
He retired from the Army in 2020, and prosecutors say the 63-year-old started working in 2021 for Nebraska-based Stratcom, which is responsible for nuclear deterrence and nuclear command and control. But court papers say David Franklin Slater connected with an unnamed person claiming to be a woman in Ukraine sending the individual's secret Pentagon documents pertaining to the Russian invasion. That person called Slater my secret informant. According to court papers, and one message from April of 2022 read, my sweet Dave, thanks for the valuable information. It's great that two officials from the USA are going to Kyiv. CJ Papa, Fox News.
This happened early this morning.
Crew 8 being joyfully welcomed aboard the International Space Station.
That was on NASA TV as three American astronauts and a Russian begin a six-month stay at the station to replace the old crew. On Wall Street, stocks could drop like yesterday. Futures are falling more than 100 points for the Dow and the NASDAQ. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Two Amtrak trains temporarily arriving 2 hours earlier at Illinois Terminal due to scheduled track work. Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District announced that train 58 will arrive at the Champaign train station at 4:10 instead of 6:10, and train 59 scheduled to pull into Illinois Terminal at 8:34 p.m. instead of its normal time of 10:34 p.m. Supreme Court unanimously ruled Colorado cannot disqualify former President Trump from the ballot under the 14th Amendment's insurrection ban, a historic decision that preserves Trump's ability to seek a second presidential term. Illinois gas prices have fallen a couple of pennies over the past week. New data from the Energy Information Administration shows the price of a gallon of gas in the Midwest dropped by 2 cents from the $3.12 to $3.10. The average fuel price has risen over the past month by about 23 cents. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right. Thank you, Jim Miller. And welcome to our second hour, ESPN 93.5. All of our guests appear on the Tavis Towing phone line. If you want to text in this morning, that is the Fisher National Bank text line, and we're happy to get in. We got some text in earlier.
So yes, we did.
217-359-2255. Our weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems. If you have problems with your current copier vendor, why not get great service? Greg Wolf can give you a free quote at Watts Copy Systems. Locally owned, family owned, employee owned, and an Illinois business. Watts Copy Systems, Greg Wolf, 217-352-0428. It's our meteorologist, Greg Solier. Pretty good rain has been falling here, and it's stopped for the moment. What's we seeing here on the forecast, my friend?
Hello, 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 hello.
There he is, there he is.
So I don't know why it dropped. It must be the showers and thunderstorms monkeying with the broadcast line.
Could be. We had pretty good rain in downtown Philo. It's kind of brighter skies now toward the west. What do we have here?
Yeah, well, that's the first round. Actually, multiple rounds. Another batch is still lined up from Bloomington Normal down to where they've had some issues regarding too much rainfall all of a sudden in Sangamon County and back into Morgan County right now. Some of the reports around the Springfield area, over an inch there, upstream out of Peoria, some spots inch and a quarter. So it would be surprised that we see some of those gauges tip in our general direction in that particular amount. And quite a range of temperatures. We have found the cold front from 43. Kankakee, 30s through Will County right now, 45 at Peoria versus 53 at Willard and Savoy versus 62 at Peoria. So some clusters of showers, thunderstorms around here for the next probably 3 hours or so. A break, a couple of more showers later this afternoon, and expectations on temperatures at a wide range, generally here in the mid-50s on average. We're about the day's high right now, and readings will slide back in the mid to upper 40s for much of the remainder of the day. Colder tonight, but nothing unusual. Actually above average at 39, partly sunny, still above average temps tomorrow at 55, 57, a late day sprinkle Thursday, and then more widespread rains, maybe another inch, expected between late Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday. High temperatures up around 56 on Friday, or in the 40s for the weekend. Dry time on that daylight savings time mode on Sunday, 46 there. We're back into the 50s. Another warm up then for the first half of next week. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, ESPN 93.5, good to have you listening. It is March 5, Illinois-Purdue tonight, national TV, biggest game of the Big Ten season, I think, number one against number two.
Mm-hmm.
Buying a family-sized home with three or more bedrooms used to be manageable for young people with children, but with home prices climbing faster than wages, mortgage rates still close to 23-year highs, and a shortage of homes, not just in Champaign-Urbana, but nationwide, many millennials with kids can't afford it. National thought leader in real estate, been a realtor since 1997, popular speaker, written several books on real estate, Jennifer Hammond. Tampa, you're in Tampa?
Yeah! Yay!
Well, you could have found, I mean, is there a hotter market than Florida?
We are one of the hottest markets in Florida right now. It is crazy. Everybody decided to move from the Northeast and move down to Tampa for some reason.
Well, Tampa, St. Pete, the whole area. I love Anna Maria Island, by the way, and I'm sure I'm not going to get a deal north of Pine Street in Anna Maria. I know that. So
no.
It's so crazy. So, Jennifer, if I want to buy a home these days, when my wife and I first bought our first home, here's the price, here's the money, see you later, and thank you. Now it's like, we're going to be a bidding war, right?
Well, there's so many bidding wars, but also a big one is the juggling act of people going through the mortgage process, because, so often these high interest rates, but then there's all these things it feels like I've had so many people tell me I'd rather spend a night in jail or get a root canal than go through the mortgage process.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it's so invasive. It's so, you know, when you bought, it was a lot easier. Now they want to know every single little thing that you ever did. Why do you go to Starbucks every day? Why do you spend that much money on a cup
really?
Of coffee?
Seriously?
You know,
no, they don't do that.
Yeah.
They don't do a deep dive like that, do they?
Well, they do a deep dive. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but.
Well, all the banks, remember when we were giving money to people that couldn't pay it back and then that whole thing exploded in 2000? All of that led to, now where are you going? Can you afford that trip?
Right.
I mean, they want their money back. I found that to be pretty consistent.
Exactly. So it is. It's exactly that. You used to give people, you know, oh, so you have a pulse and we'll just give you all this money. And now it's, you know, a little bit the opposite in that they want to know every single little thing and they want to go through it. And I've had so many people say, that's none of their business. They don't need to know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, you just take a deep breath. And if you want the mortgage and you want it with that company, and they're different. That's one of the things I would say right now. One of the solutions that a lot of people don't think about is that you can still have seller financing or private lenders. And a lot of times people just don't even know that exists. So somebody who might be one of the in the boomers and they're thinking, oh, well, I love this house, but it's way too big for me. So they could go ahead and have one of those tiny homes or have something, you know, on the big, if they have a big property, they could have a little tiny home out back and then they could sell the first. They could split the property up. They could do seller financing. And then if they're in the north, they could move down to Florida. You know, whatever they want to do, but seller financing is one of the solutions. And then also private lenders. There are private lenders out there that it's a very different process than if you go through and get a conventional or an FHA, even a VA, a veterans loan. USDA has an amazing loan, but it's a zero down loan. So again, they're going to want to know everything about you so they know that you're going to pay it back.
To avoid going to Washington, you need like 20% down, right?
Well, yeah, as I say, conventionals love 20% down. That's just, you know, so you don't get the private mortgage insurance. So if it's less than 20%, but there still are seconds out there. And the other thing is kind of a hope and something to look into as well. Every single area also has home buyer programs, and not first time home buyer programs, but like just to give you an idea, there's a program called the Heroes Program that can have up to $50,000 in down payment assistance. And that might be paying for your closing costs. That might be for your down payment. It's all sorts of different ways. And that's a national program, although it's administered on the state level. But then there's also local home buyer programs. Like you just were talking about Pinellas County. So that's St. Pete, Clearwater, all of that. Right now, there's a program that's up to $80,000 in down payment assistance.
Wow.
And that's not for first-time home buyers. That's for home buyers. Now, you can't be buying, you know, $1 million home.
Right,
it is
right.
Restrictive. It's for people who are under the $500,000 range. But still, you know, that's going to get you into a home. And that's changed completely for clients who they don't have that huge chunk of money for down payment or closing costs. So look out there. There are options, even though it's challenging. It just forces you have to be creative, and it forces you to work with a real estate agent who is creative and is thinking outside the box.
Jennifer Hammond on the Tamman's Joint phone line. She's in Tampa. She's a real estate guru. And is that nice to call you a guru? You sound like a guru. constructive criticism, Jennifer, if you don't mind. I wish you had more energy.
Sure.
Just give more energy.
I know.
Listen, you obviously love what you do, but I would just think in Tampa, can I buy a nice, decent house for $400,000 or $500,000? I mean, that's kind of where we are, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely buy a house for those prices. You know, again, it always goes back to location, location, location.
Yep.
We have so many areas, and it depends, you know, again, what's your phase of life? Do you need to be near the schools because you have kids in the schools? Are you someone who wants to be more to the area that has like a nightlife? Or are you in that phase of where you're in retirement? Do you want to be close to the beaches? Location's always the thing that makes the price, I want to say, vary, whether it's going to be more expensive. Do you want to be on a lake? Do you want to be on a canal? What kind of waterfront are you looking for? But there are always options.
Yeah. Well, that's what good real estate agents do, work until it's done. But be prepared, because chances are if something's $450,000, you might have to pay $500 for it if you want it, right? I mean, that happens.
It happens, and especially in some really good locations, that people will pay over the asking price. Oh. And it's not everywhere. That's the thing to know, is it's not everywhere, but some of those key locations, it's still happening.
Yeah. All right. How can people find you or connect with you? Maybe they want you to speak to their group. How do they find you, Jennifer?
Anytime they want me to speak, I'm happy to. You want to put the J in my middle, in my name. That's my middle initial. So JenniferJHammond.com. JenniferJHammond.com. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being on. A great people love energy. You got it, Jennifer. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Anytime you need me.
Thank you. On the Tavern's Toyin phone line, Jennifer Hammond, Real Estate. So Champaign-Urbana, much like that. I mean, it's probably, if you go buy a $290,000 house, you're probably going to have to pay more. That's just kind of what's happened now. It's just up. And then there'll be 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people involved, maybe.
Yeah.
And it's like, ugh, how much is the house? Well, put a bid in.
We just don't have the inventory that we've had in years past.
No, it's really, really down. All right, sports headlines.
Number 12, Illinois, taking on number 3, Purdue, with a 6 o'clock tip tonight. It looks like 5:35 is when they'll start the ceremony to honor 7 players and 3 managers. At 359-2255, we've had a few texts now about Luke Goody's status, and people can graduate early. But then there's a prediction here that he's probably going to hop over to his home state of Indiana.
I don't know. I think it's possible, but I have inside information that would conflict with that.
Okay.
I don't think so, but I'm just saying, you know, anybody could go anywhere, including to Illinois. I mean, there's that kind of thing now. You could get a superstar Michigan State to transfer, and our guy could transfer to Michigan State. That's where we are.
That's right.
So it's like, yes, it's all possible. What you got to do, Brad's got to figure out how to get Quincy Guerrier, Justin Harmon, and Marcus the Mask kind of guys next year.
Oh, my goodness.
Those guys are done.
We had some beasts playing for us and doing so well.
How could you have ever predicted Marcus the Mask was going to be what he's turned? I mean,
yeah.
Incredible. Incredible.
So, Chicago Bulls over Sacramento, 133-109. Milwaukee over Portland, 113-106. Pacers are in Dallas tonight. Hockey-wise, in a shootout, St. Louis Blues beat Philadelphia 2-1, and Colorado shut out the Blackhawks 5-0. I heard that Cody Bellinger's going to take some swings as a DH as he steps into that spring training mode. Of course, we'll have all the Cubs over on US 105.9. Our Cardinals starting on March 28th over on the West Coast against the LA Dodgers on March 28th. So, looking forward to all that.
Yeah.
And, of course, we're your home for MLB.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, contact us here at Stevie J Broadcasting if you like. Are you looking to get the most from your money? If not, you should be. A free rewards checking account from Fisher National Bank gives you access to their Reward Saver, which earns you an exceptional annual percentage and can really increase your earnings potential. No monthly service fees or minimum balance required. When you're ready to make the most of your money, switch to Rewards Checking and Rewards Savings Program from Fisher National Bank. See the monthly requirements at any branch or Fisher National .com. Fisher National Bank, exceptional communities, exceptional people, member FDIC.
Well, it is Tuesday. Our weather this morning brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window.
Kramer reminds you they are your premier provider for home improvements, specializing in siding, windows, doors, roofing, outdoor living. Learn more at KramerSiding.com.
All right, talk a little more about the game tonight. Got some Brad Underwood to give you. If you've missed it, we'll play some of that. Stand by. It is 8:19.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign-Urbana is Saturday, and a change is underway weather-wise. Strong cold front shifting through the area, and batches of showers and a couple of active thunderstorm clusters expected here for the morning hours. No heavier severe weather, but there'll be a couple of downpours. Temperatures upstream in the 40s and 50s will range into that probably upper 40 to mid-50 degree range for much of the day today on increasing north winds as the later morning and afternoon wears on. Mostly cloudy for tonight, down to 30. 39. And the cooler weather settles in for the day tomorrow, too, but still above average temperatures. Should be in the 40s this time of the year, but 55 tomorrow with a partly sunny sky and a northeast wind. A few sprinkles late Thursday, partly sunny, 57. Widespread soaking rains for Friday will wind down on Saturday. Highs of about 56 on Friday. Only 40s for the weekend. Back to dry time expected here on Sunday. Don't forget the time change. And then for Monday next week, the start of a warm-up, we're back into the 50s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Target shares are rallying after reporting a 58% increase in fourth quarter profits, beating Wall Street expectations thanks to lower markdowns and lower inventory shrink costs. Also topping estimates, revenue, which rose slightly from a year ago, up 1.7% to $31.92 billion. Spirit Airlines and JetBlue are ending their agreement to merge, saying it's because of regulatory hurdles. The announcement comes weeks after a federal judge blocked JetBlue's attempt to take over the budget carrier, saying it would harm cost-conscious travelers who rely on Spirit's low fares. JetBlue made an unsolicited bid nearly 2 years ago, right after Spirit announced it had a different merger agreement with fellow budget airline Frontier. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, The Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Looking for a place to host a corporate meeting, intimate gathering, or a large-scale celebration? If so, the University of Illinois' Alice Campbell Alumni Center offers the perfect space and staff to make your function a success. A few rooms offered at the center include the elegant ballroom, the Richmond Family Gallery, and the premier and professional executive boardroom. For more information on renting a space at the Alice Campbell Alumni Center, visit uiaa.org/alumni-center or call 1-800-355-2585. Go Illini.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Okay, it is 8:23. Brad Underwood talking about tonight. I just can't believe it's March 5th. I can't believe the season's over from the standpoint of home games. This is it. Next big home game is, well, we're going to go to Illinois baseball. We love Illinois baseball. But, you know, Illinois track. The next one with tens of thousands is going to be Eastern Illinois, Illinois football. And that's August 31. So anyway, Brad, talking about it, I mean, it's got to be emotional. I mean, you put some blood, sweat, and tears in this thing.
Yep.
I think what we see is the common new era of senior days. I think we've got a new pattern or routine. We've got a little bit of everything. First of all, we've got three wonderful managers that will go through the process. John Phelan, Macy Mishevitz, and Jaden Katz, all three been instrumental in what they've been able to help us with. And then we've got everything from a first-year guy who scored his first career basket with us in Max Williams to a 2,000-point score Another one who's going to pass 2,000 in TJ. We've got a four-year guy. We've got a three-year guy in Luke Goody who will walk because he's graduating from the Geese School of Business.
That's just not easy to do that. Geese School of Business isn't. And then you're going to all these games on the road. When he was on with the boys talking about to get this homework in, I'm going, really? Yeah, for him.
Right.
Some guys are taking something else, but he's in the Geese. So that's a
degree in finance.
So why not celebrate that? I don't. Nobody knows if he's the guy that's going to leave.
What does that really mean?
Oh, it's a good fodder to talk.
Mm-hmm.
But he has not been playing much lately, by the way.
Right. But he was sick, and he had a tiny little ankle thing he talked about with guys on the show on the drive.
I got you.
With a degree in business, and we felt it very important to be able to recognize that. And then you got, you know, there's three grad transfers in here. So it is really a unique day in kind of the modern day basketball world that we're living in, where we see a wide spectrum of guys. So it's a very accomplished group. Quincy's a 1,500 point scorer.
He's a man with a wife and a baby, okay? Yeah. This is the kind of age. How's everybody? Could I see a show of hands? But except you're driving, so forget that. So could I see the nodding of your head? Who wants older teams? Me.
Yes.
I've been through that freshman
experience
thing.
Experience is huge.
Well, in the freshman, they're 18. They got an entourage. Everybody's telling them how coach isn't using them right, and we can go to Michigan and get more money. I mean, all that stuff's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I like the more mature guy that's been around. That's already been through that thing a few times. Like Quincy went to Syracuse, then he went to Oregon. Now he's at Illinois. I mean, he's been terrific, and he's a man.
I know.
I like the men over the boys. That's just something I've kind of accepted.
Justin Coleman are both approaching 1,000 in their careers. This has been an extremely, extremely fun group to coach. By far and away the most pleasurable year, just with character, with fun, with guys at work. Guys have bought into our culture, all the ups and downs of a season.
All right, it's settled. We're going after old guys.
That's right. Whoever's in the portal who is like 22 and up.
Because they're older. It is different. Every coach you talk to prefers an older guy that's been there.
Yes.
Why wouldn't you? This team has just been good. First time we played Purdue, coach isn't fooled.
We're never in it. I mean, we made a run. They whooped us. They physically just manhandled us. They were more ready to play. They were more ready to be in that game. Even though we were in the top 10, they controlled the boards. They dominated the offensive glass. Every time we tried to make a run, it was an offensive rebound for a three. I think there were three or four of them in the game. You know, we scored a boatload of points in the second half.
Made it kind of close, single digits, I think. But remember, Terrence Shannon was not playing. That's kind of a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we have senior night tonight, which is a long procession of people that deserve recognition.
7 players and 3 managers.
So 10 people. I think the cheerleaders, the Alliance, they get kind of recognized at like timeouts.
Okay.
I guess they just figured it's going to take a really long time, but they deserve. Mm-hmm. I mean, they put in a ton of work.
Yes.
To get everything together. So anyway, we will go through that. And again, the game tips at 6. Stuff kind of gets going, 5:35, 5:40 maybe. They say 5:35. That sounds awfully early. But because usually you have to you have to get to the national anthem. We got to go back in, put stuff on. They got their warm-ups going out. They get their big, you know, picture frame of the jersey.
Right.
Pictures with the parents and things like that.
It's a thing.
It's a wonderful thing.
Exactly.
So I don't, you know, it's not going to be full at 5:35, but I think there'll be a good number of people in there because you want to cheer for the guys.
That's right.
These guys have been great. It's just, you know, you never really know. Marcus Damask, I thought, was going to be the guy we kick it out to and makes a three. The guy's doing some Larry Bird, Michael Jordan kind of fadeaways, covered like heck, and just makes it.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the booty ball thing. Professor of booty ball this year. I mean, he's been terrific. and drives a 2005 car with a lot of problems, but he's only worried about what really matters.
Absolutely.
Who doesn't want that guy on our team? And his parents and the family and 300 people in Wisconsin, because he's from Waupun, which is like the size of what? Philo? How many population of Waupun? W-A-U-P-O-N or something?
I think it is.
It's like small.
Okay.
And that's why he's Mr. Basketball in Wisconsin, and nobody big, sorry, Southern, nobody in the Power Five wanted him, including his own state school. And so he goes back and does that, scoring 31 points when we really needed that win.
11,515.
All right, it's the size of Charleston, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
So if Mr. Basketball comes from Charleston, Illinois, or what, Rantoul? Would a Power Five sign? Oh, they played a little small school, all that stuff. Well, anyway, we'll be right back. Final segment coming up. Please text in Fisher National Bank text line 217-359-2255. Your thoughts on the ball game tonight. Can we beat Purdue? Can we? It is 8:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump says he expects to win all 15 states holding Republican primary contests on this Super Tuesday, and there's no path where Nikki Haley can win the nomination.
There's no path for Nikki. I wish Nikki the best, but she stood up and many, many times said, I'd never run against our president. He was a great president. I would never run. And then she ran.
Haley says Republicans just keep losing since Trump won in 2016.
I was just in Michigan, and since Donald Trump became president in 2016, they lost the governor's mansion, they lost the state house, they lost the state senate. Same thing in Minnesota. I went to Colorado. No Republican has won more than 45% statewide since Donald Trump became president.
Both candidates there on Fox and Friends this morning. All five people on board are killed in a small plane crash in Nashville. The pilot reported engine trouble and was trying to make it to the airport 3 miles away for an emergency landing. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Reps Nikki Budzinski and Mary Miller sent a letter to Postmaster raising serious concerns about USPS plan to downsize the Champaign Processing and Distribution Center. The plan could mean worse delivery rates and the relocation of dozens of jobs to the Chicago area. Budzinski encouraging locals to take advantage of the current comment period. Wind farm under construction in Pike County paused while officials work out details on permits for that facility. The megawatt Panther Creek wind farm has been in the works for about a decade, but county officials say they want to make sure local property owners are protected. They say the wind farm could be in operation as early as mid-April. Illinois gas prices have fallen a couple of pennies over the past week. New data from the Energy Information Administration shows the price of a gallon of gas in the Midwest dropped by 2 cents from $3.12 to $3.10. Average fuel price has risen over the past month by about 23 cents. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign event is Saturday, and a big change in weather is underway across the area. Strong cold front moving on through. A couple of patches of showers and thunderstorms expected, and a steady drop in temperatures by and large across the area will range generally through the upper 40s to mid 50s for the day today. There'll be a couple of downpours too this morning. Gusty north winds will settle on in later this morning as well. Colder tonight, down to 39, partly sunny for the day tomorrow. Temperatures still a few degrees, a bunch of degrees for that matter, above average. Normal highs are about 45 up to 55 tomorrow. Northeast wind, maybe a couple of sprinkles. Late Thursday, partly sunny, 57. More rain ahead and a stiff breeze for Friday and Saturday. High temperatures up to 56 on Friday. Weekend highs 45 Saturday. Back to some dry time and 46 degrees on Sunday. Into the lower 50s and sunshine for Monday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Yeah, Waupun, Wisconsin, home of the Damask family. 11344, as Diane mentioned, 2020 census. It's about eight times larger than Philo.
Mm-hmm.
What's the population of Rantoul? What's the population of Savoy? Isn't Savoy almost 10,000?
I think it's grown for sure.
So if your Mr. Basketball comes out of a small town, generally, they don't know how you'll play with the big boys kind of thing. That's kind of the attitude. I think Marcus has done pretty well with the big boys.
Savoy, Illinois, 2021, 8,823.
Okay. What's Tolono? 4,000?
Yeah, I would think so.
And Rantoul's got to be about 8 or 10, isn't it?
Right. 3,500 for Tolono. enter Rantoul now. I never really think about any of this. Muhammad is certainly grown.
Well, Muhammad, I mean...
Rantoul is more likely comparable to Waupun, Wisconsin, with 12,119.
Right. Comparable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what's Muhammad? Muhammad's 8,000, isn't it? 8 or 9?
Muhammad gets 9,589.
Wow, 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 wow. Mm-hmm. That was a very rural school in the 70s. And look at that.
Muhammad Seymour.
They say, where is Seymour anyway? Where is Muhammad?
Right. We had Jim Hampton in earlier, and he's one of the Muhammad Music Festival sponsors at the end of August, which is awesome. But Tony had texted in, like, Superman's Clark Kent. Now we know Tapman's secret identity. Of course, we had, Jim Hampton on the screen and stuff like that earlier in the show. And we talked about him wearing his Western gear.
He looked good on the screen, didn't he?
He did.
Looked 6'8".
And he was wearing his Cardinals gear. And it looks like maybe he's going to be an assistant producer then for you.
Yeah, he's been tapped as
when you do your live broadcast
producer
from Bush.
Bush Stadium, April 4, opening day.
April 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we're starting on the road in that West Coast series. So.
And he and his wife looking good working the room at the I Hotel on Saturday, March 2nd, when the 15th annual prom benefit happened for Eastern Illinois Food Bank. That was presented by Martinelli's Market, and they had top fundraisers of Holly Birch Smith with Holly Birch Photography and Johnny Santiago with York Public Adjusters, crowned king and queen, raising the most money on the Harrington Law prom court, raising over $54,000, and the whole thing raised more than 350,000 meals for food insecure individuals. Now, Eastern Illinois Food Bank is a network of 170 different food pantries in an 18-county area. And today is the day, the first Tuesday of the month, between 9 a.m. and essentially 3 p.m., that they're popping around to Southern Champaign County, starting in St. Joe with Feed the Need at 9, Ogden at the Old Ballpark at 10, Homer across from the post office at 11, and then they go at the bottom of the hour, Sydney's Community Building, 12:30, Philo at the Village Office at 1:30, and Tolono out at the Oaks Trailer Park at 2:30.
Okay.
So take note of that, eifoodbank.org for details.
All right, it is 8:37 in Champaign-Urbana as we again prepare for arguably the biggest Big Ten matchup of the year here in Champaign at the State Farm Center, and a very formidable, one of the best teams in America this year, the Purdue Boilermakers.
Well, so much on these quad one wins, and this could be the second and three if we were to beat Iowa.
Yeah,
also,
I mean, but what does that get me? I'm already set for the Big Ten.
Right.
So what it gets me is maybe a 3 seed instead of a 4 seed, kind of. Okay, I mean the games are going to be what really ticks me off is the first round is hard. Used to be the first round, 72-50. You know, we win.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody got good and made threes, and it wasn't any fun anymore.
It's true.
Where's the fun? I'm supposed to win easily. So if the first game is going to be, it doesn't care if it's a 4-13 game where we play a 13 seed, 13 is going to be good. They've had the best career year of their life. So if you're a 3 and a 14, you know, Austin Peay beat us when we were 3. Sorry to bring that up.
Right.
2 and 15s are good games now. Now,
yep.
Now 16s beat 1s.
Mm-hmm.
Happened last year. Purdue. So it's not as fun. So the first round's the first round. Whatever the matchup, it'll be all about matchups, right?
That's right.
So you just play it and try and win. Then the next game is going to be a 4 and a 5 or a 3 and a 6. It's just a coin flip.
So we're 22-7 on the season, 13-5 in the Big Ten, and number 3 Purdue is 26-3 on the season, 15-3 in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
And the game against Indiana for Purdue is on Sunday.
Wisconsin is way better. So Wisconsin at Purdue, highly unlikely. But if we beat our team, Iowa, on Saturday night, we'll be watching ever so closely,
right?
Because it'll be for a co-championship if Wisconsin were to pull the unlikely senior day playoff, matchup with Purdue and win. Doubt it. It's just, Purdue's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Purdue's really, really good. And so that's just like, okay, when you win a Big Ten championship, it's really cool. Get a banner, a big claps, it's great. It's not the Sweet 16 matters. That's just what we've evolved to. Bobby Knight used to get really mad about all that. He thought the Big Ten championship was a big deal. It's March. That's the big deal. We've gone to the point of saying, well, what'd you do in March? a month ago, people were asking if Brad should be dismissed if we don't. And you're going, he's the winningest coach in the Big Ten last five. What are we doing? What are you talking about? You tell me who you hire that guarantees me a win in March. No, nobody.
It's all the Fairweather fans who
no,
are
it's just
the,
it's just that what matters
so
is the tournament. Everything is on the tournament. You can play 30 games and win 29 and lose the first game. It's a bad year.
Right.
How is that?
I don't know.
It is so important.
I just feel like there's some people that just ooze the negativity and always are pointing out the faults. And
this has been a fantastic, close, incredible, not an 05, obviously, but this the IO was amazing with Kofi. The COVID was awful, but we plunged through the thing and lost early. You know, the Loyola thing was disappointing because you had Kofi and IO and they frustrated the heck out of us. And that was an 8-1. Mm-hmm. So that one hurt. So but generally speaking, if you look through the whole, you know, the entire picture of the tournament, those happen. Purdue losing a 16 last year when Virginia lost to a 16. The very next year, Virginia won the national championship. Purdue's never done that. I don't know if Purdue's ever been in the Final Four. They just always lost in the tournament. So they're thinking, man, we've been good for a long time. We don't really have the hardware. Purdue could totally make a run, totally to the Final Four. Maybe they could win it all. I mean, Zach Edey's tough. He's just a college player. He's hard to beat. But I'm telling you, Illinois has the type of team that could win some games here. And we're just hoping. I'm just trying
to
say. They
made the Final Four in 1980.
Wow.
Before falling to UCLA.
Who was the coach for Purdue in 1980? I know that answer.
I mean, wasn't it Gene Cady?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
Somebody rose.
From 83 onward, the team went to the tournament six straight times.
Yeah, they went, but they lost. I mean, it's 80s where Purdue, Illinois were always in it. Illinois made the Final Four in 89, and of course the final game in 05. And then North Carolina came along and cheated. I mean, their guys weren't going to school, but whatever.
Gene Cady was with the Boilermakers.
In 80?
In 80.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a guy. There's a Lee Rose. Who was that? I thought there before. Anyway, we'll see. But bottom line, that's why I have to watch this from my bedroom and the TV's in the family room and peek. The late, great Dave Schall, who used to do play-by-play
for
Channel 3 and news director of Channel 3.
Uh-huh.
I think it evolved to toward the end of his life. I think he truly was watching from the closet. I mean, it just, when you get older, it just,
Right.
Right? That's what, it's hard for me to sit in tense games. It's just.
Who's Bruce Weber rooting for in this game? He had a Purdue chapter, right?
Oh, he had a bigger Illinois chapter. I mean, Bruce was assistant coach of Gene Cady. He got fired every Friday. Every Friday, Gene fired the assistants, and Bruce said he didn't know whether they should come, and they showed up Monday, and things seemed fine. Okay. Every Friday, they get fired.
I see.
That wouldn't have been any fun. Bruce. Honey, I don't know if I have a job Monday. You just got fired again. Wow.
Uh-huh.
Illinois was, you know, and again, go back to Mike Thomas. What was that? You fire Ron Zook and Bruce Weber. Was that his purpose? And then how'd that work out? Not so well, really. So,
right.
Anyway, that's
a little bit of a rough chapter.
Bruce Weber went to Kansas, got more money than he got paid at Illinois, was getting paid with Illinois and Kansas State. And he took Kansas State to the Elite Eight.
I know.
Bruce Weber is a great man. I mean, a good human being and a heck of a basketball coach who never really got the respect. And he told me Darren Williams liked me for some reason. Was one big deal in the 04-05.
Nice.
But he said, yeah, Darren liked me for some reason. So this is great. All right, guys, one more sports thingy, and then we'll come back, do the weather, get out of here. ESPN 93.5.
The average American throws away almost 5 pounds of trash per day, half which ends up in a landfill. At 2 Men in a Junk Truck, when we pick up your unwanted furniture, appliances, trash, and office equipment, we make it a priority to divert those items from your local landfill. 2 Men in a Junk Truck, looking for partners that share our vision of environmental responsibility. If you and your organization can reuse, upcycle, recycle some of these items, we would love to work with you. Contact us at 2menandajunktruck.com. We want to make room for what matters most.
Hi, this is Troy Lands from Lands Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. With colder temperatures here, let's make sure your heating system is operating at its best. At Lands, you can join our comfort family and get exclusive savings and support to keep your heating system in tip-top shape this winter and all year round. Our plans offer tune-ups, discounts on repair, and even lifetime system enhancements. Plus, we back up our equipment with labor warranty when we install it. Find out more about our comfort family maintenance plans at LandsInc.com. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
All right, sports headlines, quarter till 9.
Number 12, Illinois, taking on number 3, Purdue. And the tip-off is at 6 o'clock tonight. It is sold out. There will be lots of great energy. Get there early. The ceremony to honor the seniors starts at 5:35. 7 players and 3 managers on the list. And yes, Luke Goody is one of them because he's graduating early from the business college, Geese College of Business, and has finance degree, so...
I think he's going to be here next year, and I think he's going to be getting his, his master's.
I'm sure that'll be one of the first questions when he's on with Tay and Piper on the drive.
Yeah.
No, they won't. They won't.
I don't know when they're on.
Will
no,
they?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
What's it mean? You leaving? And he'll say, no, you never know.
Okay.
Right? I mean, you don't.
All right.
You can't say absolutely. What if somebody comes with a big bag of money?
Yeah.
And they want to NIL you.
Yep.
You got to look at stuff, right?
That's right. And they were texting at 359-2255 since he hasn't had as much playing time. But again, said on the drive how he was sick and talked about the fever. And
haven't heard that. I didn't know that.
And
what you get when you listen to the drive.
Right. You get this inside information. I want to say he came back from class and laid down, and it was like a 12-hour nap or something that his body was recuperating.
Nobody mentioned that. I didn't hear that.
And then there's a little bit of an ankle thing, but not, you know, bad. Of course, we don't want to mention too much because, you know, he has been through these foot injuries and stuff like that before, so people get worried. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, First Federal Savings Bank, and Max Twin City Recycling. Bring Luke Goody on in the afternoons once a week here on ESPN 93.5. Anyway, we're looking forward to a great game tonight. And our number 9 seed, Illinois women, will be against number 8 seed Maryland Thursday at 11:30 up in Minneapolis for the Big Ten tournament. Baseball player of the week was Drake Westcott. He got a couple of homers and some great statistics coming in here in the beginning of the season when we played EIU at home last week. It was nice to have such great weather for that. I know they'll be in Tennessee, who's ranked number 8 in Knoxville Friday starting at 5. And they've added some games down in St. Louis for our Illinois softball team. It looks like their home opener will be against Missouri a week from tomorrow. Bulls over Sacramento, the Bucks over Portland, and we'll have the Pacers in Dallas tonight. St. Louis beat Philadelphia in a shootout 2-1. Colorado blanked the Blackhawks 5-0.
All right, 8:47. Let's get Greg's forecast. Some more rain our way, kind of in spots. Stand by.
Invest in yourself and your money with a free rewards checking account from Fisher National Bank. Instead of losing a little each month in service fees and charges, wouldn't it be nice to earn on your money? Switch to Fisher National, where we offer 2.02 annual percentage yield on balances up to $20,000. No service fees or minimum balance required. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, agree to receive your statements electronically, and have at least one direct deposit in a monthly cycle to qualify. It's as easy as that. If an excellent APY alone wasn't enough, our free rewards checking also includes ATM fee refunds up to $20 and access to Reward Saver, which increases your earnings potential with 4.07% APY on balances up to $20,000. When you're ready to maximize your money, look to Fisher National, a bank ready to make the investment in you. See monthly requirements at any branch or visit fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank, exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Thank you.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Van Nuys, Saturday, and a change is underway weather-wise. Strong cold front shifting through the area, and batches of showers and a couple of active thunderstorm clusters expected here for the morning hours. No heavy or severe weather, but there'll be a couple of downpours. Temperatures upstream in the 40s and 50s will range into that probably upper 40 to mid 50 degree range for much of the day today on increasing north winds as the later morning and afternoon wears on. Mostly cloudy for tonight, down to 39, and the cooler weather settles in for the day tomorrow too, but still above average temperatures. Should be in the 40s this time of the year, but 55 tomorrow with a partly sunny sky and a northeast wind. A few sprinkles late Thursday, partly sunny, 57. Widespread soaking rains for Friday will wind down on Saturday. Highs of about 56 on Friday, only 40s for the weekend. Back to dry time expected here on Sunday. Don't forget the time change. And then for Monday next week, the start of a warm-up, we're back into the 50s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Sol.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Relax. Call back 217-359-7293.
Every month we honor law enforcement because they deserve it. A seven-year guy, 8 years in Florida, 15 total. He's now with the Champaign Police Department, presently serves as a sergeant in the patrol division, Sergeant Austin Massey. Why did you get into this business?
Ever since I was really young, I was raised to respect law enforcement and appreciate that they are in their position to help us and be ready to assist at your worst time. Growing up, seeing the law enforcement in the community out there helping, just really something I wanted to do and be there to help people on their worst day, help make their lives a little better.
How do you approach each day?
You never know what you're going to get. Coming into work, you never know. It could be a nice, calm day, nothing going on. I can just take care of paperwork and get everyone squared away. But then the wheels can fall off and we can go call to call to call. It's almost instinct.
Relax. Call back 217-359-7293.
All righty. So, yes, yeah, so we'll see you at the ball game tonight. And again, I'm so happy at 6 o'clock. If this had been an 8 o'clock game, I'd have gotten to bed at midnight.
Exactly.
1 o'clock. Cause you,
grumpy Stevie J the next day.
Happy Stevie J. If we win, it doesn't matter.
Well,
right?
For sure.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a text in from on Sam
the,
about...
On the Fisher National Bank text line, did we?
And it was Shirley Whalen's 90th birthday. I went to celebrate her yesterday also. She's been at McDonald's on Neil and Kirby since 2000, she said.
Wow.
And so it's great that she's working every morning. Just things run so much better when Shirley is behind the counter at McDonald's. And there's so many people, including my husband. And today is one of his coffee circle days between 8:30 and 10. That, you know, there's so many seniors that come in and get their senior coffee and just visit.
What senior coffee cost? I think I'm in that league.
I want to say it's just under a dollar.
That's what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I want to say it might be free refills.
That's what I'm, of course, then. So, how much coffee do I need?
Exactly. Wow. So congratulations. Shirley Whalen is 90 this past weekend, and they honored her yesterday with a big
Well, good for one. Her. And I think we've met, right? She's a very nice
That's
lady.
That's right.
Very
In fact, nice. You had met her yeah. Son and great-granddaughter,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, so. yeah. All right, Super Tuesdays today. It's not including Illinois. We, by the way, that Supreme Court, and I didn't even bring it up, is 9-0. It was kind of expected.
Right.
8-1-9-0. The liberal media went pretty nuts about it. Because it was, in fact, unanimous with the three liberals. Don't expect that one very often, but you got it. And so that means he's on the ballot. He's going to be on the ballot in Illinois. Primary's coming up the 19th.
That's right.
It's just when you have a former traffic ticket judge rule that he can't be on my ballot in Illinois. What's that?
Okay.
How you can do that is I've got to learn more about my civics on how one judge can do stuff like that.
Well, and of course, I don't have it up, but J.B. Pritzker was in town, and we are moving and shaking when it comes to the University of Illinois and some research and fermentation and things like that. I mean, it's really exciting to see what all our smart students are doing for us.
Well, we got a great campus and great smart stuff.
Absolutely.
But we do have a liberal campus, and that's just life. And I think in college campuses, you're just going to go liberal.
Mm-hmm.
But and the 2% increase that presumably we're getting from the state of Illinois, our Senator Chapin Rose said that's just magic. It's not true. They're taking 2% over here away and giving you 2% and calling it a 2% rate.
Gotcha.
That kind of thing.
I know the mental health of our college kids at U of I is taking a hit on that kind of funding.
All right, we'll get into the Super Tuesday, what it means, all of that tomorrow with Ed Martin, Brother Johnny.
Okay.
That highlights the program at 7:30. And we will talk again about the game, win or lose. We'll have it on tomorrow. Let's hope it's a win so we can have some bounce in our step. And beat those Boilermakers, and they're really good. All right, Diane, thank you.
Go Illini.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. We'll meet you back on the radio tomorrow morning between 7 and 9. The drive this afternoon, Lonte, Derek Piper with Kyle Tosk, getting ready for that 6 o'clock tip at the State Farm Center. Have a great Tuesday.
Are you tired of shivering in the winter? Look no further than your local heroes at ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. Hi, this is Gina inviting you to give us a call at 217-352-5400 to book your appointment to make sure your furnaces run safely and efficiently this winter. We've been proudly locally owned and operated and have been serving our community for over 50 years. ABC, always be comfortable. Call me, 217-352-5400 to book your appointment today or go to abcheatingandac.com.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience, several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products and complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes.
And I'm Luke Goody from your men's basketball team.
So, Luke, you're what, about 6'7"?
Yeah, why?
Because size matters in basketball and video.
I know it's easier to shoot over a smaller guy.
And it's easier to see every detail on the biggest screen. That's why we brought in Sony's 98-inch Bravia. Unbelievable TV for gaming and sports.
That's not taller than me, though, is it?
No, but it's 8 inches wider than you are high. It is large and in charge.
All right, so it's big. Does it lose something blown up that size?
Nope. The Sony Cognitive Processor delivers wide dynamic contrast, billions of natural colors, and high peak brightness all the way to the corners over 8 feet apart.
So all that means is it's expensive, right?
$69.99 isn't cheap, but it's less than a good projector and screen, and it works in bright rooms.
So how much am I getting paid for this commercial again?
Well, not that much, Luke, but with your good credit, it's under $650 a month with 0%, including tax and installation by Good Vibes experts.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
During challenging times, family and health come first.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control, but there are steps that you can take to plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Illini pizza fans, great things come from Jet's Pizza. Detroit-style pizza is one of them. Freshly made dough pressed into steel pans inspired by the Motor City. Topped with premium mozzarella, Mama Jet's secret sauce, fresh toppings, then baked to the thickest, crispiest, cheesy crunch. Want Detroit-style proof? Order Jet's famous 8-corner pizza. It's 8 pieces of crispy, crunchy, and cheesy to the edge pizza. Right now, get $5 off an 8-corner pizza at regular menu price. Online code 8SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.